Most IT infrastructure decisions are not made with a thorough ROI.
Steve Kaplan is the VP of Customer Success Finance at Nutanix. As he tells it, companies leave a lot of intel on the table by doing return on investment analysis as an exercise. A truly useful ROI evaluation should provide a financial story for decisions on many levels. It doesn't happen that way most of the time.
There might be a cursory examination, but you know, we still hear a lot of times, watch your cost per gigabyte, because that's how we evaluate storage, because they're used to looking at their infrastructure through a three-tier lens. When we do an ROI analysis or a TCO, you know, it's important to look at all the different costs that can impact any solution.
The more factors you include in the analysis, the more is revealed. Of course, the more factors you include, the more effort it takes. An example might be whether to put your workloads on-prem or in a public cloud.
If you need a car a few weeks out of the year, it's going to be much more effective to rent that car than to buy it. If you're going to use it all the time, though, it's going to be much more cost-effective to buy it. And the exact same thing holds true for public cloud. So part of an evaluation is taking this hybrid or multi-cloud approach and figuring out which applications belong in public cloud, which belong on-premise, and which public cloud, and then how do you continue to optimize that over time.
Kaplan's deep interest in ROI began after college in the 1980s when he was overseeing finance for a large convenience store chain.
There was one old TRS-80 Radio Shack PC in the warehouse that nobody had ever figured out how to use, so I set it up, figured how to use it, fell in love, and took over the position for the cash flow manager, the treasurer, for a week when he went on leave, and put all his massive handwritten sheets of managing the cash flow into a VisiCalc and saved the company, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars.
After the convenience store experience, Kaplan eventually ended up in IT. He and his brother selling IBM clones, then they went into networking, and then selling Citrix.
I realized that at that point, customers wouldn't need to buy servers and infrastructure for their remote offices. In fact, they wouldn't even need to upgrade their PCs anymore. And so I started using ROI way back then to help customers.
The world Kaplan recognized was becoming software-defined, where workloads can live anywhere. But as much as any ROI analysis might point companies toward a software-defined future, the comfort of sticking with what's known, even though it may not work efficiently, held back, and continues to hold back, many companies from transitioning. Other reasons for staying with the status quo include governance, security, and perceptions of reliability. ROI analysis is a science and helps take decisions out of the hands of perception. As an aside, Kaplan has helped develop a framework for running ROI evaluations on a variety of scenarios, like comparing enterprise cloud, say, to a legacy three-tier system, or a public cloud, or a hyper-converged environment. Included in his analysis is the total cost of ownership, which he says doesn't apply to every situation, but makes sense when comparing similar technologies.
For example, say someone's running physical desktops and looking at going to virtual desktops. Despite the fact they're both called desktops, it's a completely different way of approaching end-user computing. If in the status quo environment, staying with physical desktop, there's no real per se investment. You have to upgrade your PCs and laptops and so on every so often, but there's no real investment. Whereas if they want to go to virtual desktops, VDI, now they have to make a significant investment, not just in dollars, but in time and training and support and so on. So in that type of situation, we find that return on investment is probably a better metric in most cases.
Obviously, no one says an ROI evaluation should be an exercise that just goes through the motions. Everybody wants actionable information. But the enterprise IT landscape is undergoing a radical change, a change that demands a new and improved kind of finance-based decision-making. Because, as it has been said, software is eating the world.
Software is also eating the data center. And it absolutely has to go that way, where everything is software-defined, and the software itself, the machine itself, does a lot of the configurations and so on that administrators have to do today. So it takes away all that low-level, non-value-added tasks from IT today and all the complexity that's associated with it, automates it into software and machine learning, and now paves the way for IT to deliver real value for the organization.
As Steve Kaplan says in his book, The ROI Story, choosing an infrastructure or platform isn't just a question of minimizing IT costs, it's about fulfilling business objectives. And he emphasizes there's a big difference between an ROI report, influenced by preconceived notions and perceptions, and an ROI story, a financial narrative which goes deeper.
You know, as good as your financial analysis might be, and as supportive as the numbers might be, and as compelling as the economics may be, that when it comes down to it, displacing status quo infrastructure has a lot of emotion, a lot of times tied to it, and comfort levels and fear for potentially career security. And the same is somewhat true when combating pressure, especially external pressure, to lift and shift everything to public cloud. And so in addition to compelling economics, what's really needed is a story.
Steve Kaplan is the Vice President of the Customer Success Finance Team at Nutanix. This Tech Barometer podcast comes to you as part of The Forecast, news and information from Nutanix. You can find more stories at Nutanix.com/theforecast by Nutanix.